Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we will have Valor. Thanks to Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Valor. 835. Stick around. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 807 now, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Ceasefire, no ceasefire. Maybe there is a ceasefire temporarily. It's hard to tell. Really, I'm doing the best I can to try to keep up with it all. So I was checking out, what's the lamestream media? What are they up to? What's old NBC? What are they doing? Trump slams Iran, Israel amid truce violations claims. Hey. In a social media post, Trump warned Israel against launching another attack, telling it to bring its pilots home. That sounds like actually what's really going on. Okay, check. Good job. Then there's a side story, why Arab leaders are quietly backing U.S. strikes on Iran despite some public criticism. That almost sounds like semi-positive toward Trump. Oh, my. Here it is. Here's an anecdotal story. It's sad. Sad no matter who the victim is. But in this case, here's your headline. She walked for hours in hope of getting food, and Israeli forces killed her. Wow. Her story underscores the pitfalls of a new system in which Palestinians walk long distances, often through Israel-controlled areas, for aid. I'm not making fun of this. I don't know how valid the story is. And no matter what, if this has occurred, yes, that's clearly tragic. It's just interesting that, again, you know, the anecdotal story and the power that it has. I mean, we could have really some long-term peace in the Middle East if Trump's allowed to continue with his plan and work with Netanyahu. I think that things would be, the quality of life would be better for everyone in the region. I truly believe that. But they show a picture of this, you know, family. And, you know, this woman apparently was killed. I don't know all the details behind it, but yeah, it plays on your heartstrings. You're like, ah, oh, that IDF, what are they doing? And unfortunately, in very many cases, these kinds of things have turned out to be types of propaganda. We know for a fact that they have done that when it comes to some of the facts and figures of like deaths, especially. You know, they exaggerate or put in there X amount of children, and it turns out later, absolutely not true. But anyway, we'll move on from there. Good news in the state of Florida. Dozens of children were rescued. There was a child sex trafficking operation, well, many of them going on in Florida, but this was targeted, Operation Dragon Eye. The initiative was spearheaded by the U.S. Marshal's Office for the Central District of Florida, supported by the State Attorney General James Uthmeyer's office. The effort involved 20 agencies working in tandem to locate 60 critically missing children and apprehend suspects tied to the trafficking, drugs, and child endangerment. So this was really a group effort, you know, law enforcement all the way to the top, Florida Attorney General. FDLE played a role. 60 kids were saved. That number sends the message that Florida will never be a safe place for traffickers. Good. This was Director Commissioner at FDLE, Mark Glass. He said, "We will continue to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves and to any family still missing their child. We will never stop searching until we make sure they are brought home safely." Yeah, these children, ages between 9 and 17, I believe that they were able to help. And they're going to follow through with psychological and other ways to help these young people. And in 2024 alone, according to DCF, they identified about 1,874 victims. And DCF found that many of the victims are minors between the ages of 11 and 17, often lured through manipulation or online platforms. These people are predators. That's what they think about day in and day out, how they can get a kid. It's grotesque, but it's absolutely true. You know, like somebody salivates over getting a sports car or something. Somebody salivates as they're, you know, praying down to the crosshairs on, you know, landing that prize buck. These people, the prize is your kid. And they're relentless, unfortunately. So everybody's got to do their part. We all have to pay attention to what's going on around us. This child sex trafficking and all that. We've got to continue to work hard. And it's one of those things where it's tough to get a handle on. But it sounds like they're at least making real serious efforts and maybe having some impact. I hope. All right. So the governor's done his part. He's put money behind some of this stuff. Governor DeSantis allocated about almost $5 million to expand emergency shelter beds and staff support for trafficking victims, while almost $1 million in grant funding was provided to FDLE, specifically earmarked to help with these kinds of operations. All right. This whole thing with Iran, yeah, I mean, it's not like it happened yesterday. It's not like problems began when we were young and full life. 1979, I mean, I know there's even a history behind that, but still, 1979 is when, like, everybody in the world became aware of what was going on there. And they held those American hostages for over a year. This is a government that's run by a bunch of nutbags. And I think that Israel and President Trump, I think they're doing exactly what needs to be done. And I hope they continue. I don't want to see a lot of death. I do want to see destruction for sure when it comes to any facilities related to them trying to enrich their nuclear program, their plutonium. Yeah, I love to see the devastation. You do not want a country like Iran to get a nuclear weapon. Talk about destabilization of the Middle East. You think there's problems now? Oh. Yeah, it's a situation that it appears the president and Netanyahu are dealing with very, very well. However, it sounds like, well, we know Israel doesn't like to be told what to do and how to do it. And I think that Trump's been hugely supportive of everything that Israel has done from a strategic standpoint. And all he asked recently was, hey, don't violate the ceasefire. Well, Iran's bad too. We know that. But he's saying somewhere it's got to stop. Now, if Iran went and fired more missiles, because apparently they fired two, they were both, from what I understand, ineffective at reaching their targets. That's not okay, but if you're going to unleash, you know, holy hell on them, then you're not going to get back to the ceasefire thing, which you initially agreed to. So we'll continue to follow it. It is clearly the story of the day, no doubt about it. And Valor is coming your way, 8:35. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, live and local. I'm alive! News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Music we grew up with, many of us, Bad Company. Mick Ralphs, one of the founding members of Bad Company's, passed away at the age of 81. And really great music they had. Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Remember that? I'm Ready for Love. There was that one. Feel Like Making Love. They were love songs. Mick Ralphs, founding member of Bad Company, passed away at the age of 81. Now, apparently played his last gig all the way back in 2016, and he had a stroke right after that. He'd been bedridden ever since. I'm sure that's not where he wanted to be. He must be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He might already be in there. But as a member of Bad Company, it was supposed to happen in November. And, of course, the lead singer, Paul Rogers, he said, "Our Mick has passed. My heart just hit the ground. He left us with exceptional songs and memories. He was a friend, my songwriting partner, an amazing and versatile guitarist who had a great sense of humor." All right. Mick Ralphs, rest in peace. Age 81. Founding member of Bad Company. Also, Mott the Hoople. Yeah, he wrote some great songs. So he has a legacy. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. You just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Like, you know, when we do Valor, that's something you might want to hear and not miss as we salute our first responders. That is coming up in a little over 10 minutes. The Supreme Court on Monday granted the Trump administration their request to stay a lower court injunction blocking them from deporting individuals to third countries without prior notice. It's a near-term win for Trump, and as it looks to quickly enforce its immigration crackdown, it was a 6-3 ruling. Those against, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. So, yeah, you'd say it was along political lines, I guess. And Sotomayor said, "I cannot join so gross an abuse of the court's equitable discretion." I just don't understand that you illegally enter another country. And I know those people say, "No such thing as an illegal human being." Yes, there is. Have you traveled anywhere? Go ahead, cross a border without a passport, you nincompoop. You kidding me? No, it didn't work that way. It's not, we all live in this big blue marble, and we're all together. Yeah, that's right. That's how some, I guess, apparently want to see it. It's not the way it is. You've got to be able to protect your sovereign borders. It's part of what makes you a nation. It's also a protection from being invaded by those who want to hurt you. So it looks like the Supreme Court has gotten this one right. And, of course, that's in my opinion. Everybody has their opinions on this, but I just remember like it was yesterday. Ronald Reagan, "Oh, man, we're going to sign this bill. We're going to give aliens a pretty good quick path to citizenship, numbering over 3 million. At the time, we thought, that's a lot of people. Well, I guess somebody said, hold my beer since then. But we did the whole thing. I mean, everything. This is like, you know, living the same thing over and over again. What do they call that? Groundhog Day? Yeah. Yeah. Did I say 83? I meant 86. I believe it was 1986. Anyway, Ronald Reagan signed into bill. You know, he's supposed to be this conservative. We're like, what are you doing? And he goes, look, this is going to fix it. This is going to fix it. Because along with this comes some, you know, some really tough stuff. Like if you hire an illegal after that, the fines were very, very high. And there were penalties for those who violated and came here illegally. And there were substantial penalties. And so if we do these things, we won't have to address this issue again. I remember it. So everybody's like, oh, well, okay. All right, we can deal. And we did. And then both Democrats and Republicans let that all fall apart. For whatever reason, some found it advantageous, you know, to allow this flow to come in. They didn't want to live by the predicates that were set forth. And so, listen, it's Congress. If you don't fund these things, if you don't fund border security, for instance, it's not going to get done. And that's exactly what happened. And like I say, both Democrat and Republican, under their authorities, they dropped the ball. And so here we are visiting it again decades later with a much, much larger and a much larger scale problem than what we had then. Hopefully, we will get it right. But I don't know that you can get a Congress that'll lock it in. And then how do you protect that from changing in the future? Doing the same thing. Well, we're not going to change the law because that'd take a lot of work. But we'll just simply defund this aspect of it. All right. Can you imagine you're at the beach? You're at the beach. You're on your honeymoon. You're in Florida. You're having a good time. You're in the water. What are you thinking about? Dun, 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 dun. I'd be thinking about a shark. I mean, not enough to keep me out of the water, but I certainly would be. I try to be as aware as I can be. You try. You do what you can. And you take certain risks. And that's life. But it wasn't Jaws that was going to get this guy. It was lightning. Volusia County Beach Safety confirmed that the victim was a 29-year-old man visiting from Colorado with his new bride when he was struck by lightning on Friday afternoon while he was standing in ankle-deep water. So maybe he didn't want to get in too deep with the fishies. But what are the odds of getting hit by lightning? Did I mention there were blue skies? Yeah. But something that Floridians and others should know, that on the leading edge of a storm, there's a possibility as far as 20 miles of a lightning strike. And certainly, within 5 miles, the odds increase. He was like 4 miles from the edge of that storm. Still a freaky, freaky thing. But a sad, freaky thing. Yep. It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got good news. We've got better things coming forward, like Valor. Valor is on its way next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning. Welcome, my friends. Trash Talking Tuesday rolling thanks to Florence Recycling. It's 8:38 right now. Gas Buddy expert says claims that gas prices will see massive spike are incorrect on the highest levels. Well, I like that. If it is true, Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis blasted claims of skyrocketing prices as Iran eyes shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah. And their head of petroleum analysis spoke with Fox News about rising concerns that gas prices will skyrocket. Patrick Dehan said that an increase in gas prices for Americans, quote, would likely be temporary, unquote, even if the Iranians go forward with shutting down a passage that facilitates roughly one-fifth of the world's crude oil trade. His comments came before Iran retaliated by firing missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar, which intercepted those missiles. No casualties had been reported, by the way. If Iran mentions closing the Straits of Hormuz, and they did, you can see a quick spike in oil past $80 a barrel. That's according to Dehan himself, but he explained. He said, now that could bring a national average of $3.40 to $3.50 a gallon. If they're mildly successful in carrying that out, oil could go even higher. But again, it would likely be temporary. Continued incorrect and false rumors talk about an incoming massive spike to gas prices. This is erroneous. Incorrect on the highest order. The Strait of Hormuz is roughly 21 miles wide at its narrowest point. It lies between the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf. It serves as a connection through the Arabian Sea. The key natural waterway is technically governed by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, but Iran's large military presence in the region would give them the ability to restrict passage. And that's putting it very nicely. Markets edged slightly higher on Monday with oil futures fluctuating. Keep in mind, oil just weeks ago was in the low to mid-60s. Oil producers had cut back on rigs. That is the U.S. rig count, a sign of where oil production may go, had actually been pointing out that U.S. production may be nearing a peak, at least temporarily, because of low oil prices. Yeah, you know, it's got to be sustainable above. I heard, you know, that $60 a barrel sort of, when it gets down in that area, that's where oil producers look and say, yeah, we're still making a profit, but it's an extraordinary thin margin in many cases. Davis, Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, what are your thoughts? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I don't think it's possible that Iran can shut down the Strait of Hormuz. You have Israel flying around the country with the Star of David on jet fighters, and we're supposed to believe that Iran have enough power left to shut it down. Now, I know they can make it tough, and they can scare shipping companies and insurance companies, but they cannot shut it down. It's places like CNN that are trying to work everybody into a frenzy. If you watch their coverage, it is unbelievable how anti-Trump they are, to the point anything that happens, they got it set up both ways. A win is a loss, a loss is a loss. And there's no way they can shut that down.
Good stuff, Donnie. The threat or the idea that if they are desperate enough, they could mine it, apparently is possible. But I think most of the experts agree that that would be a fairly significant last-ditch kind of a type thing if they were to do that. But we'll see. They could consider themselves in a desperate spot. I don't know. But that would be one of the ways in which they would certainly at least temporarily wreak havoc on the Strait of Hormuz. All right, so there's that. Yeah, I like your point that no matter what goes on in the world, you know, many media outlets are going to look at it and go, now what is this? What does this mean that could be bad for Trump? Instead of saying, you know, how is this good for the American people? How does it benefit them? How does it keep them safe? You know what they did that with recently? the tariffs. Isn't it interesting how we're not having a discussion about how the tariffs are completely destroying the economy? How can it be? The mainstream media just kept bludgeoning us with information that, oh, the tariffs were certainly going to be the end of us. They're certainly going to create some sort of super inflation leading to a super recession, right? They kept on and on. And when things began to fall into place, they couldn't stand it. But now they have. Now they have moved on, and they've got a brand new target. And, of course, everything that they can do to say, you know, Trump shouldn't be involved, Israel shouldn't do that, you know, defending Iran if they're, again, the indefensible. I don't know how you do that, but apparently there's some people on the left that can continue to do that. Yep, unbelievable. All right. Well, it's 8:44 on the Bob Rose Show right now, and coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Jeffrey Meldon. He's in the green room, gray. He's in the studio. I like those glasses. We're going to talk to Jeffrey Meldon, longtime attorney at law. He was an old friend of Tom Petty's, too. Yep. And a big Gator supporter, obviously. We're going to talk to him next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Jeffrey Meldon in the studio. Good morning, Jeffrey. How you doing?
We're doing great, Bob. I want to tell you, I love you. I'm so glad that you're back in the studio. That means that you're recovering great from your little heart scare. And, you know, my mom had a stent put in, I don't know, a long time before she passed, and did great and stayed very active. And I know we're going to get that from you as well.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the Gator cap. And I love it. Meldon Law, you know, official with the Gators. Love it. Hey, I want to talk to you because I know you've been to Israel several times. I know your daughter worked directly and indirectly on many levels with the folks in Israel. You know, what do you think is going to happen here? Do you think Iran is going to back down? Or do you think that we'll never have a long-term ceasefire?
You know, when Ted Yoho came into office, I think 2012, he and I became friends. And he told me that, you know, there's a clash of civilizations, and we're just not – the Islam is not going to change. It's going to be a problem. And since that time, we have seen the Abraham Accords. We have seen Saudi Arabia and Qatar and UAE and other countries try to figure out some way to coexist with Israel. However, as long as the mullahs are in control of Iran, that's never going to happen. And Iran is going to continue to try to develop atomic energy and a nuclear bomb in order to destroy Israel and the United States. So I'm glad there's a ceasefire for now, although it's almost like a fighter when you have the guy down and the count's 7, 8, 9. Do you really want to stop at 9 or do you want to finish him off?
Well, and that's an excellent question. You know, how far do you want to take it? How far is too far? And I think, you know, there's got to be regime change. I am totally with you. My understanding, and I've met people from Iran, and my experience has been they're intelligent, decent, warm people. It's the mullahs. It's the folks that are in charge. They're, you know, it's like letting the kookiest, the farthest of whatever, you know, your wing is, letting them be in charge of your whole nation. It seems like that's been the way it's been since 1979.
Yes. And the fact is that if there was regime change, you would have to figure out some way in order to control the mullahs and what goes on. It's one thing to have religious beliefs. It's another thing to use them for the destruction of Israel and the United States. So that's just not going to work. You know, in 2014, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the joint session of Congress, and my good friend Ted Yoho got me the one seat that
wow.
was available. And the same thing that's happened, you know, in the last few months with Iran, he was talking about. And, you know, Netanyahu said, you cannot coexist when the enemy, Iran, wants to destroy you. And they haven't changed their tune.
No, and they were getting very, very close to having, you know, uranium that was of a high enough grade to produce a real weapon. Some were saying there's a possibility it could have been as close as days, but certainly within a few short months, they could have had something viable.
Yeah, and the countries that have nuclear weapons have shown restraint so far in the world. I don't think you can count on the mullahs to have any restraint.
Well, and no, and I think that there's an easy case to make for that. You can never predict the future, granted that, but you look at their track record, and they're the largest, they're the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism. They spend their own money, the taxpayer money, whatever, they spend that on having these groups like Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis run around and wreak havoc. They're by their very nature and agenda, and they've shown it. They've given us proof. That's what they're about. And we know it when we tried to play nice with them, and Obama sent, you know, bucket loads of money over there and all that. We said, oh, yeah, you just spend it on peaceful stuff or whatever. The first thing they said was, we'll spend it however we want. Like you said earlier, like, they're the scorpion. There's a certain nature. And I'm talking about the leadership there in Iran. There's a certain nature that they're not going to be. What is it? A wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition. And that's kind of what we're dealing with Iran.
Yeah. All I can tell you is this is chapter one. However, I'm glad in chapter one, the United States and Israel were able to get together and bomb the shit out of them. And show them that...
Shiite, I think was the term.
Oh, bomb the Shiite out of them, right. And and that...
Jeffrey thinks he's on his podcast again.
Anyhow, there's a message that has been sent to the rest of the world, and that is the United States is going to stand up for what we believe in, and there's a new sheriff in town.
I like the way that Trump pushes forward on foreign policy, and that is, you know, peace and prosperity are tied together. Don't you want your people, your nation to be prosperous? It's very difficult to be prosperous and be at war. And I think that a lot of the Arab nations get that. I think Saudi Arabia gets that to some extent. And they see Iran as Iran has really become the outlier. So at least we have helped to isolate them, which is important. But I think the rest of them are starting to understand. Trump's like, come on. Don't you want things to be better? You really want to keep lobbing missiles and killing each other? There's a better way. And I love his attitude on that and tying together peace and prosperity. Because, you know, nobody wants to be poor, frankly, you'd think. I mean, I think that he was really making inroads in North Korea with Kim Jong-un with that same philosophy and idea. And I think that he had him convinced, and that Kim Jong-un, the elders, because that's kind of what they have there, the elders there, the hardcore commies in North Korea, they got to him and said, you take one step in that direction, and all of a sudden, you're not going to be around.
You know, the disparity between South Korea and North Korea and the prosperity
exactly.
is mind-boggling.
It really is. And, you know, can the folks in the Middle East sort of see that? I think some of them can, and I think Iran could be an exceptional country if they could get rid of their so-called leaders.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll be seeing how this plays out. This is chapter one, I think, of the United States and Israel cooperating.
Well, I like the idea of peace and prosperity personally.
Yes, and that's, through strength, we might get some peace and prosperity.
Well, that is definitely a mechanism that Ronald Reagan and others have used quite successfully in the past. So, yes, Jeffrey Meldon, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for the well wishes, too. I really appreciate it. Okay. It is 8:58 on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.